This is CJMQ, and we're talking with Serena Wintle today, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Old Fashioned Day. Now, Serena, you are the head of this project, are you not?
Well, I work with Sharon Rothney.
Okay.
She and I are kind of doing it together.
Okay, well, it's going to be a great time. This is the second Old Fashioned Day?
It's the third, actually.
Oh, the third.
Yes,
okay,
third.
Well, that's nice.
Well, people keep asking us to do it again, so we keep doing it again.
Good. And the Old Fashioned Day is going to be at the Compton County Historical Museum. And that comes up Sunday, July 27th. That's this Sunday. Starts at 1 o'clock and goes to 4:30 p.m. And it's at the Eaton Corning Museum. Now, tell us some of the different crafts we're going to be seeing at Old Fashioned Day, Serena.
Well, we hope to have displays of crochet and knitting and tatting, chicken scratch, rug hooding, quilting, embroidery, and smocking, spinning,
Okay.
Weaving.
Now, some of these crafts are still done, for instance, knitting and crocheting, but a lot of the other crafts, such as the chicken scratch embroidery, I would think, and the wool spinning, chair caning, etc., they're
rather lost arts, yes.
Okay, which is too bad. Is one of the things that you're trying to do is trying to revive an interest in some of these crafts?
Revive an interest, you know. Keep these things alive, sort of thing. We do have a lady coming who does makes bobbin lace.
Oh, bobbin lace.
Bobbin lace, and it's it's rather fascinating to watch her. She's the only lady that I know of that does this type of thing.
Okay.
And, very, very interesting.
Okay, and these crafts were quite on the go back in the earlier years, I guess, in the townships around here.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you yourself, I know that you do a lot of quilting. You make some beautiful quilts, and they were raffling them off last year at the fair. So are any of the other crafts some things that you're interested in or that you do?
I spend most of my time quilting now since I started that. It really interests me, but I do knit. I do a little embroidery. I have done smocking.
Okay.
When my children were small.
Good.
And we're having a little quilt show this year.
Okay.
Some of the local girls are showing some of their quilts.
Good.
That will be in the academy where the tea is being served.
Okay, good. And some of the work's going to be on display too, such as some of the little bit more complex things, the spinning, chair caning, and making rustic furniture.
We don't have chair caning this year.
Oh, you don't? Okay, no. Okay.
But we do have several things outside.
Outdoors.
Yes,
I was talking to Mr. Wells Coates, and he was telling me about the tractor, the antique farm machinery, and some of the older tools, too.
Yes.
Okay. Are some of these crafts available to look at in the museum itself? Is there a display of these different crafts?
Well, it's the odd piece that people have donated to us through the years.
Okay.
But we do have lovely displays in our little museum.
And the Compton County Historical Museum, it's only $5 to go to Old Fashioned Day, and one of the things that you can do is tour the museum for that $5 too.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It'll be a small tour, I'm afraid, because we need our space for our crafters. Yes, you can see enough that we hope to encourage people to come back for another visit.
Exactly. And
we have so much stuff, it's hard to see it all in one visit.
Great. This is definitely a great family activity and an activity for parents to take their children and maybe revive some of these crafts too, instead of watching TV, different things like that. Good. Now, the museum itself, what are the days that it's open and the times?
It's open from Wednesday afternoon to Sunday afternoon from 1 till, I'm going to say 5.
Okay.
I think it's 5.
Good. So anything else you'd like to add about Old Fashioned Day, Serena?
Well, it's certainly a nice outing on a Sunday afternoon. And when you finish the tour of the crafts, you'll be sure and visit our across the street in the old academy building.
We'll
be serving tea and scones and jam. It's a nice social time.
Okay, well, that sounds just great. And the museum itself is located in Eaton Corner, I guess. It's just about 15 or 20 minutes from Lenoxville or Sherbrooke.
Just about 15, well, about 20 minutes.
Okay.
From Lenoxville.
And it's only $5 for the day. And if you have children 12 and under, it's $2.50. So that sounds like a great time. Also, horse and wagon rides and old-time music,
That's
too.
That's right, yes.
Good.
A wagon ride. And then just up the road, just a short distance is another display of some antique machinery.
Okay, well, we thank you very much, Serena, and
thank you.
Looking forward to the event.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Have a nice evening. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.